made possible by the Brenham Sports Friends Association. The pregame show is sponsored by K&H Portable Toilet, Modern Air Solutions, Zilski Waterwell Services, Computer Helpers, Plan North Architecture, Apple Board, Greenspan Profiles, J&J Packing, Woodson Lumber Company, Wellman Insurance Agency, Citizen State Bank, BDR Materials, Dynamic Drains, Plumbing and Drain Experts, Brenham National Bank, DDM, Pipe and Steel, Brenham Nursing and Rehabilitation, Glenn College, Tegler Toyota, Brandit Graphics, HEB, Collier Construction, and TNA Services. We'll go out to the field and your hosts, Doug Brown and Tommy Lange, after these words from our sponsors.
J&J Packing Company in Brookshire is a USDA federally inspected wholesale and retail meat distributor specializing in pork products, fresh or frozen. Need a roasting pig or custom processing? Call J&J Packing at 281-375-6060 or place an order for your next barbecue or party. J&J Packing is a proud sponsor of the Washington County area sporting events. J&J Packing on West Highway 90 in Brookshire, Texas.
Spring is here, and that means it's time to cheer on the Brenham Cubs and Cubettes. Whether you're in the stands or around town, show your team spirit with custom sports apparel from Branded Graphics. From game day tees and hoodies to hats and fan gear, you can shop sports apparel online made right here by your hometown print shop. At Branded Graphics, they're proud to support Brenham Cubs baseball and Cubette softball because supporting the teams means supporting the community. Gear up this season. Shop local. Shop BrandedGraphics.com.
When you shop for a new car or truck, you probably don't look at only one make and model. You want choices. When you buy insurance, you should have choices too. At Wellman Insurance Agency, that's what we do. Because we're an independent insurance agency, Wellman Insurance can offer you many choices of insurance companies for your new vehicle. Companies you're familiar with, like Travelers, Nationwide, Safeco, Germania, Progressive, Hohheim Prairie, just to name a few. And we'll search for the best discounts available. Get more choices by calling Wellman Insurance Agency today. Or visit our website at WellmanInsurance.com for the location nearest you.
Apple Ford is proud to be sponsor of Brenham's finest baseball teams in the area. Yet Blinn Bucks Baseball, Blinn Lady Bucks Softball, Brenham Cub Baseball, and the Brenham Cubette Softball Teams. Apple Ford would like to wish everyone good luck to all who plays today. Stop by Apple Ford and meet one of our helpful team members to assist you with ordering your new dream vehicle that'll knock your expectations out of the park. Come on in today. Apple Ford on Highway 290 West in Brenham. You'll find Apple Ford is the smart choice.
And good evening, everybody, and we welcome you out to Huntsville Lady Hornets softball field, where tonight the Brenham Cubettes taking on the Huntsville Lady Hornets in district action. Doug Brown and Tommy Lange braving the elements. We're out here to bring this one to you. And Tommy, a very important Cubettes with two straight wins coming in this one. Want to keep building that momentum and getting closer to clinching a playoff spot.
No doubt about it. Right now, the Cubettes, what they're doing is they're relaxed and they are having fun playing a game. Plain and simple. That's what it is. They're not pressing themselves. They're just going out there and doing what they need to do and what they've worked all year for.
Exactly. And they moved to within a half game behind Montgomery for that fourth and final playoff spot. And we'll take a look at the standings here in a little bit. But right now it was raining here earlier. And for those of you that are on your way here to the stadium, be sure you got something to sit on because I can tell you right now the bleachers are absolutely soaked. And
and the water's not going anywhere because they're aluminum.
yeah. So make sure of that, and probably an umbrella wouldn't hurt. We're outside now and still getting a few drips. Although it's down to just a drip, it's not what it was earlier over here. But meanwhile, they're having their parents' night ceremony over here, and while they're doing that, let's go ahead and send you back to the studios, and let's hear these words from our sponsors.
Plan North Architectural Company in Brenham offers a wide range of architectural services, including construction documentation, consultation, concept design, master planning, interior design, city permitting, program management, and construction administration. Plan North, the architectural company passionate about creating spaces that are beautiful and functional. Plan North Architectural Company proudly supports the Brenham Independent School District's athletic program. They hope you'll join them in showing support for the Brenham Cubs baseball and Cubs softball teams this season.
The Blinn College District is proud to support Washington County students on the field, on the court, and especially in the classroom. With the Blinn College Washington County Scholarship, eligible Washington County residents who recently graduated high school can receive up to $2,250 in tuition support during their first academic year. The scholarship is open to part-time and full-time students, and you can take classes online or any Blinn campus. So learn more today at blinn.edu/scholarships.
I'm Anthony Jasinski, and I have an urgent message.
I'm excited to introduce to you Brenham's own mattress guy, handcrafted all-new line of mattresses called Rolobed. I designed this product with comfort, quality, and cooling in mind. Rolobed wraps you in plush support for the ultimate sleep experience. Whether you prefer firm or soft, Rolobed offers you both for the price of one.
Yeehaw!
And don't forget, this is exclusively offered at Mattress Guys, located in the Bluebonnet Shopping Center in Brenham, or call 836-1010 today.
Well, so you got leaky pipes, clogged drains, or maybe an emergency plumbing situation. We've all been there. Dynamic Drains Plumbing and Drain Experts is here. Dynamic Drains is the leading professional plumbing team in Brenham, College Station, and Bryan. Y'all, they're equipped with the latest in technological plumbing tools. Dynamic Drains stands behind their workmanship for 2 years. See their complete service list on their website, DynamicDrainsTX.com, and check out their YouTube channel at Dynamic Drains Plumbing and Drain Experts for all kinds of helpful videos and tips. Master Plumber's License number 40546.
All right. As we come back here to Huntsville and tonight's game between the Brenham Cubettes and the Huntsville Lady Hornets. Yeah, let me pull up the district standings here. And this is the only district game. The other two district games were played last night. And right now you got standing on top of district, you got Lake Creek at 10-0. College Station is in second place at 8-3. And A&M Consolidated is in third place at 6-4. I actually misspoke. The Cubettes have moved into fourth place by a half game. They're 4-5. Montgomery's in fifth place at 4-6. And Montgomery hasn't had their bye yet. Huntsville is in sixth place right now at 2-7. And then you got Rudder bringing up the rear at 0-9. So for the Cubettes, really important game here because they get the win.
Push
them to a game and a half ahead of
Montgomery. That makes life a little bit easier.
Yeah, as far as, and especially with the tough week next week where you got Consol and Lake Creek.
No doubt about it.
Yeah, and we'll have both of those for you. Consolidated Tuesday night, which is, let's see, I think that's youth night, if I'm not mistaken, Tuesday night. And then the final night will be next Friday with Lake Creek, and that will be seniors night. So be sure you come out to Alumni Field and give these young ladies some support as they try to make that last push and get into the playoffs. In the meantime, we're going to take another break. When we come back, we'll take a look at tonight's starting lineups. But first, let's send you back to the studios and hear again from our sponsors.
Between school days, attending practices, and rodeo season all in full swing, it can feel like there's no time to grocery shop. But spending precious hours at the grocery store is a thing of the past with HEB's curbside and delivery services. At Brenham's HEB, they'll handpick the freshest items and deliver them right to your car with curbside. It's okay that you forgot, again, but don't worry. HEB in Brenham is always here for you. Just place your order online at heb.com.
If you have unwanted guests in your home, T&A Pest Control can help. T&A Pest Control Services is locally owned and operated in Brenham. They provide you with their brand name products and give you the best quality service they have to offer. Give them a call today for a free quote and let them help you get on your way to a pest management plan that works for you. At T&A Services, their number is 979-203-7632 or for Espanol, 979-661-2524.
Hi, I'm Ashley.
I'm Amanda.
And I'm Dana.
Brenham National Bank wants to welcome you to Washington County to visit the Blue Bonnet Festival hosted by the Chapel Hill Historical Society on April 11th and 12th.
We are a community bank with all the latest and greatest technology.
Come by and visit our branch at 9005 U.S. Highway 290 East.
Come bank with us, where we make banking fun and easy. Brenham National Bank,
member FDIC.
Serving the community, looking out for you at Brenham National Bank. That's what.
Almost every child in Washington County dreams of being one of Brenham baseball or softball legends. Collier Construction, along with parents, teachers, administration, and coaches, are proud of the young men and women and are here to support our youth of Washington County. Let's teach our kids the value of setting a goal and achieving it. Collier Construction in Brenham is looking forward to this year's baseball and softball season. Collier Construction, building for Brenham's future.
All right, we come back here, and the Brenham Cubettes getting set to take on the Huntsville Lady Hornets. And it's time now for our starting lineups, and the starting lineups are brought to you by T&A Services. T&A Services offering locally owned and quality pest management at reasonable prices. And if you want a quote, you can give them a call, and they'll be sure and set you up. Meanwhile, for your visiting Brenham Cubs, the starting lineup, it's going to be Mackenzie Tiemann leading things off and playing third base. Batting second will be the center fielder, Alden Jacks. Batting third, the pitcher, Leighton Davis. Batting fourth, left fielder, Harper Castillo. Batting fifth, first baseman, Kylie Baker. Batting sixth will be the shortstop, Allie Tiemann. Batting seventh, the designated player, Sandra Prieto. Batting eighth will be the second baseman, J.C. Hager. Batting ninth, the catcher, Isabel Hyatt. And playing right field will be McKinnica Mitch. And now for the Huntsville starting lineup, it'll be Chloe Klowinski leading things off, playing first base. Batting second, third baseman, Katie Thorpe. Batting third will be the shortstop, Chloe Sanders. Batting fourth, second baseman, Carly Little. Batting fifth will be the center fielder, Sophia Ramirez. Batting sixth will be the pitcher, McKenna Parker. Batting seventh, the catcher, Riley Hansen. Batting eighth, right fielder, Cambry Kibbe. Batting ninth, designated player, Jordan Bowling. And she'll be hitting for the left fielder, June Reed. And that is a look at your starting lineups for the two teams. And back with more of the pregame show after we hear another, hear some more from our sponsors.
Do you need short or long-term care after an acute hospital stay or from home? Make Brenham Nursing and Rehabilitation Center your choice for skilled nursing care. Their staff is ready to help guide you through physical, occupational, or speech therapy, as well as post-surgical rehabilitation, cardiac, stroke, pulmonary, wound care, and other services to get you back doing what you love. For more information, contact them today at 836-9770 or stop by 400 East Sales Street. Brenham Nursing and Rehabilitation Center is here for your short and long-term care.
Are you looking for a new or pre-owned Toyota? Then look no further than Tegeler Toyota in Brenham. For over 30 years, Tegeler Toyota has been helping you go places. Come by and visit our friendly sales staff who can assist in finding which new Toyota car, truck, or SUV is right for you. Tegeler Toyota has also been there even after the sale with our award-winning service department. Tegeler Toyota, conveniently located at 1515 Highway 290 West in Brenham. Visit us online at teglertoyota.com.
Brenham Cub baseball and softball are in full swing, and those of us at Citizens State Bank are proud to cheer them on. We've been hitting your standards out of the park since 1925, with local service, trusted relationships, and a commitment to our hometown success. Because at Citizens State Bank, your hometown is our hometown too. Proud supporters of Brenham Cub baseball and softball. Citizens State Bank. Local people, local decisions. Member FDIC.
Start preparing for warmer weather and keep your livestock cool with a new stock tank from Woodson Lumber. They have any size to fit your needs and budget. Woodson Lumber offers a wide range of treated fence posts, barbed wire, and field fence to suit any property size and keep your livestock secured and protected. With expert staff to guide you and high-quality products that cater to your specific needs, Woodson Lumber is your one-stop shop for everything you need to thrive in your farm or ranch. Come visit us today in Brenham, Caldwell, and Lexington.
All right, back we go here in the Brenham Cubettes and the Huntsville Lady Hornets getting set to go at it. They're having the coaches meeting with the umpires at home plate. And these two, of course, have already met one time this year, and that was back in Alumni Field on March the 17th, and it was the Cubettes getting an 8-7 10-inning win in that one. And we were there, Tommy, that night. That was quite a ball game.
Oh, no doubt about it. And you know what the Cubettes did? There were times during that ball game they could have put the game away and they let Huntsville get back into it. But the end results was they came up, stood strong, and came up with a big win. So now we need to come back here and just return the favor one more time.
Exactly. And the Cubettes dressed out in black pants and the green jerseys today. Huntsville in the green pinstripe pants and white jerseys. And so we're just waiting to get the official announcements underway and the player introductions. And we hope to have those here momentarily. But first, let's send you back to the studios again, and let's hear some more from our sponsors.
K&H Portable Toilets, celebrating over 40 years of bringing clean, convenient, portable, self-contained toilets to Washington and the surrounding areas, festivals, fairs, concerts, and other special events, as well as your commercial, residential, or industrial work sites. Call K&H Portable Toilets at 836-0552 or stop by 1201 Highway 105 in Brenham for your next special event or work site. Join K&H Portable Toilets in supporting the Brenham Cubs and Cubettes this baseball and softball season.
Greenspan Insulated Panels is proud to be cheering on the Blinn Bucks, Brenham Cubs, and Cubettes all season long. When local businesses need reliable, energy-efficient building solutions, they trust Greenspan Insulated Panels. From insulated panel installations at Bluebell Creameries, Brianna Salad Dressing, Country Boy Sausage, and HEB, Greenspan helps keep Brenham businesses running strong, supporting their teams, supporting their community. Call 844-807-7400 today. Greenspan Insulated Panels. Built to perform, built to last, built right.
For quality water well pump repairs and installation, call Bilski Water Well Service at 979-830-1298. They have over 30 years of experience and can get your water flowing again. Bilski works on all brands of water well pumps and tanks. Plus, they can improve your water's taste and use by installing an iron filter or water softener. Get the best water out of your well. Call Bilski's Well Service at 979-830-1298. No job is too small. Bilski's Water Well Service also offers trenching services. Call Steve Bilski at Bilski Water Well Service for a free estimate.
Oh no, it's heating up outside and our air conditioning is barely working.
Chill out, big guy. I've already called Modern Air Solutions. With this Texas weather, they got us covered.
Modern Air Solutions specializes in servicing your existing unit as well as the installation of energy-efficient heating and cooling systems. Find them on Facebook or call 979-451-5004. Modern Air Solutions. Honest work with always a fair price. Financing options available. License number TACLA 74166E.
And back we go here, and they're doing the official introductions of the Cubettes, and let's pick those up.
Number 18, first base, Kylie Baker. Number 1, shortstop, Allie Tiemann. Number 15, your designated player, Sandra Prieto. Number 3, second baseman, J.C. Hager. Number 12, your pitcher for tonight is Isabel Hyatt. And number 11, your flex playing right field is McKenna Minnick. Your head coach for the Brenham Cubettes is Katie Roberts. And your assistant coaches tonight is Olivia Van Cook and Ryan Campbell.
I take it there must have been an old lineup card.
Number
time to introduce to you the starting lineup for your Huntsville Lady Hornets. First, the reserves. Number 12, Riley Cookin. Number 13, Alexis Barber. And number 14, Sophia Garcia. And now for the lineup. Leading off playing first base, number 2, Chloe Lewinsky. Batting second, the third baseman, number 11, Katie Thorpe. Batting third, the shortstop, number 18, Chloe Sanders. Batting cleanup, playing at second base, number 5, Carly Little. Batting fifth, the center fielder, number 7, Sophia Ramirez. Batting sixth, and in the circle for Huntsville, number 28, McKenna Parker. Batting seventh, and behind the plate, number 9, Riley Hinson. Batting eighth, in right field, number 6, Cambry Kibbe. Batting ninth, the designated player, number 15, Jordan Boulding. And in left field, number 4, June Reed. The Lady Hornets are under the direction of assistant coaches Daniel Schaefer and Shelby Bellers. The head coach for your Lady Hornets is Cole Mohan. And now, ladies and gentlemen, we ask that you please rise. Gentlemen, remove your caps. As we honor America and those who have served and those who currently serve, with the playing of our country's national anthem.
Concludes the pregame show. We'll be back with the first pitch after we hear these words from our sponsors.
BVR Materials would like to wish the Cub and Cubettes, along with the Blim Bucks and Lady Bucks, a successful baseball and softball season. BVR Material is a locally owned and operated company proudly serving Washington County and surrounding communities. They stock locally sourced select fill, general fill, sand, and topsoil. BVR Material does more than just haul dirt. They do house and barn pads, driveways and roads, ponds, and dozer work. Just call 979-530-5476. That's 979-530-5476.
You didn't like nerds in high school.
Nerds!
You didn't want to know a nerd throughout your college years.
Nerds!
Now you're working, socializing, and being entertained online. Uh-oh, now you need a nerd.
Nerds?
What is a nerd?
The nerds at Computer Helpers on Day Street in Brenham can fix your virus.
Are all nerds as good as you?
Barnuminiums, workshops, storage buildings, barns, even office buildings. When it comes to metal buildings in Texas, the locals know who they can trust. DDM Buildings. With locations in Brenham and Bastrop, DDM Custom Metal Buildings has built the reputation for excellent customer service through 30 years of fabricating metal buildings. You can trust the experts at DDM Buildings as they guide you through the entire process from design to completion. Try their interactive design demo at ddmbuildings.com or stop by their locations in Brenham or Bastrop.
Come back here. Mackenzie Tiemann fouls the first pitch away. And it's quickly here, 0-1. It'll be Mackenzie Tiemann followed by Alden Jackson, Leighton Davis, going against McKenna Parker. And next pitch from Parker. is taken for a ball, 1-1. And one thing, Tommy, you were pointing out during the break, not a lot of foul territory here.
Not one bit.
And Tiemann sends that one out to right field. And Cambry Kibbe is there to haul it in for out number one. And that'll bring up Alden Jacks, the center fielder.
This is a fan's ballpark.
Yeah.
You're right down on the action.
Very nice. It looks to me almost like a college field. And that one up high for a ball, 1-0.
City of Brenham.
Yeah.
If you're ever over here, take note and come over here and look at these facilities.
And that one taken for a ball. And same thing for Blinn College. How much do you think Rick and Jamie would want to have a home games in a place like this?
Oh, I'm telling you, no doubt about it.
And that one bounced up there a ball, and it's 3-0 now on Alden Jacks. Because then we could sit up there, we could be the ones not allowing people in the press box.
Well, I'm telling you, we could do the exact same thing. I love that. That's a good one-liner.
Uh-huh.
I love it.
And ball four, and that is going to be a walk to Alden Jacks. And that's going to bring up Leighton Davis, the pitcher, and Leighton a chance to help herself with the bat. And swings and misses, and Jacks was off with the delivery, and she steals second base. And Parker with her next pitch is down low for a ball. Parker working to Riley Hansen behind the plate. Right side of the infield, Chloe Klowinski at first. Carly Little at second. Left side, Chloe Sanders at short. Katie Tharp at third. In the outfield, Sophia Ramirez at center, flanked and right by Cambry Kibbe, in and left by June Reed. And pitch is swung out and missed by Davis. It's 1-2. And that one bounced up there, ball 2-2. And that one back up the middle base hit. They're waving Jacks home as it goes all the way to the fence. And Davis is going to be into second base with a stand-up double. That's a way to get started, and just like that, 1-0 Cubs.
I tell you what, a good piece of hitting. I was going to write you a little note, Doug, but what Leighton did that time, it was a protecting swing for Alden stealing second base, but the second strike that she had, her head was in left field. This one, her head, she stayed down, head on the ball the whole way.
And Harper Castillo shot to short. And Davis going to third, and she's going to be caught. It'll be a fielder's choice. And Davis raised 6-5. But wanted to let you know, Alden Jacks just made the first run of the game, sponsored by Texas Farm Credit. Texas Farm Credit, supporting rural communities and agriculture with reliable, consistent credit and financial services today and tomorrow, focused on helping you grow. If you're considering purchasing a farm, ranch, rural real estate, or even a new home, consider Texas Farm Credit for your financing needs. And so Kylie Baker batting here with two out and Castillo on at first. Pitch from Parker up high for a ball. And 2-0 count now on Baker. Baker getting the start at first base tonight, though wouldn't be surprised before the night's over if we see her in the circle.
I would not be surprised one bit.
And that one, a pop up to first.
Oh, my goodness!
What a sliding catch there by Chloe Kalinske to Rob Baker of Ayette. And that is going to be out number three. So in the inning for the Cubettes, they do come up with one run on one hit. There were no errors and one runner left on. We go to the bottom of the first. It is the Cubettes 1, Huntsville coming into bat. Back after we hear 60 seconds from the Sports Friends.
Specializing in general steel, structural, and ornamental fabrication, Corthen Linke Welding. Visit CorthenLinkeWelding.com to learn more.
For all of your feed needs, visit Burnham Produce, your trusted little feed mill in downtown Burnham.
Represent your team with spirit wear from SSB Designs, 1403 South Day Street in Burnham.
Shop online with Mike Leonard, Burnham's favorite local dealership. AppleFord.com.
Select Furnishings, your locally owned furniture store, making your house a home for over 30 years.
Pooltex, in business since 1982. Pools, spas, chemicals, supply, and maintenance. 319 South Austin Street.
Visit the dentist office that'll make you smile. Brenham Family Dental at 2001 South Market.
Plan ahead and let Skavisa Catering handle the rest. Stress-free parties and events start with a call to Skavisa.
Quick Lane Tire and Auto. No appointment necessary. Highway 290 West, next to Apple Ford.
All right, as we come back here, we're in the bottom of the first inning. Brenham Cubettes leading the Huntsville Lady Hornets 1-0. And for Huntsville, it'll be Chloe Klowinski, Katie Thorpe, and Chloe Sanders facing off against Leighton Davis. Davis, sophomore right-hander. We're going to Isabel Hyatt behind home plate, right side of the infield. Kylie Baker at first, J.C. Hager at second, left side. Allie teaming at short, McKenzie teaming at third. In the outfield, now to Jackson Center. Flanked it right by McKenna Convention and left by Harper Castillo. First pitch to Klowinski is down low for a ball, and it's 1-0.
And we got to go back and say it one more time. What a play by Chloe Klowinski back there.
Yeah.
In that top of the first.
And down low for a ball. It's 2-0. And that one foul up over to the third base side by the Cubette dugout. And pitch from Davis. That one out to left field, and that is going to be off the fence. Castillo over. And the throw comes in, but it's going to be a stand-up double for Klowinski.
That was a frozen rope.
Yeah. And that'll bring up Katie Thorpe. It's a runner second, and nobody out here. Scores away the bunt, and it's a good bunt. Tiemann's only play is to first, and she'll get it over there to Baker for out number one.
Great play there by McKenzie Tiemann, getting the sure out at first base.
And Klowinski on the bunt moves over to third, and it'll be Chloe Sanders the batter. And that one bounced up there. And they're going to say it hit her. And so Sanders will head on down to first base.
Hey, Doug, we didn't have one last night, so we had to have one today.
Yeah.
Now batting for the Lady Hornets, number 5, Carly Little.
Brings up the cleanup hitter, Carly Little. Runners at the corners, only one out. And Davis ready with her next pitch. That one, a little flare out to center. And it drops in past the diving jacks. It's going to scoot all the way to the fence. And they're going to get at least a couple off of this. It's going to be a two-run double for Carly Little. Klawinski scored, and so did Sanders. Yeah, Baker over. I have a few words, as it's now a 2-1 Huntsville lead. And Sophia Ramirez, the batter.
It's not the way we want to start the bottom of the first.
Definitely not. Yeah, that one up high for a ball. 1-0 count. Next pitch coming. That one's going to be popped in. Foul. It's going to get past us out into the parking area.
I couldn't have made that play.
No. Foul back into the screen, and it's 1-2. Davis going to stop and take a walk around the circle. And that one up high for a ball, 2-2. And, of course, this is a relatively new stadium here. This is the first time Tommy and I can recall doing a game from here.
It's either for this complex third year, maybe third. Time goes by. I don't think it's more than fourth.
Yeah.
But, again, I'll bring it up. What I like about it is all their complexes are right here in one area.
Yeah, that one foul back in the screen. Yeah, you can look across over just past the right field fence, and you can see the football stadium. And then you go a little further down the walkway. Here's the baseball field.
And you walk on concrete.
Yep, and that one back up the middle base hit. Jackson up with it, and she fires that one home.
Oh, great throw.
So they had to hold the runner at third. And that'll bring up the pitcher, McKenna Parker, with a chance to help herself at the plate.
We're going to have to stop the bleeding here in a minute.
Yeah. And that one is down low for a ball. Next pitch from Davis. In there for a strike. 1-1. Right now, Cubs just looking for an out any way they can get it.
Doug, this is what Layton's going to have to do today. She's going to have to work her corners and keep the ball down at the knees.
And down low for a ball. And this one foul over toward the first base coach. He made a nice play on that one.
She did a good job there. She came back with changeup, had Parker way out front.
And so 2-2 count. K
Got her.
Oh! And that's ball three. That was a close one there.
Did I miss it? But it was close, wasn't it?
It was close. I would have rung her up on it, but the umpire,
me personally, I would have rung her up.
Umpire didn't agree with us. That one foul back.
If we'd have been down there, we'd have rung her up.
Yep. And that one up the middle, base hit. That's going to get two of them home. A two-run single for Parker. And that'll make it now 4-1, Huntsville. And now Riley Hansen, the catcher. Thomas called. Hyatt going to go out and have a word with Davis. And Baker, all they do have a courtesy runner. Alexis Barber has gone in to run. And looks like we might be going to Baker already. And so with the pitching change, we will take a break and send you back to the studios. And let's hear 60 seconds from the sports friends.
Mr. Windshield, here for all your auto glass needs. 2831 US 290 West in Brenham.
For good food fast, no place hops like Sonic. Sonic Drive-In, South Day Street in Brenham.
For your water well shed needs, visit easywellshed.com for more details.
Coach's Insurance Agency. Get yourself coached up on the insurance you need. Call 979-353-2033 in Brenham.
Keep your pets happy and healthy. Low-cost spay, neuter, and vaccines at Animal Friends of Washington County. Online at afvet.org.
Robert Service Station, Brenham's favorite full-service station on West Main for gas, tires, oil changes, and ice-cold drinks.
Subway, freshly sliced. Order online, on your phone app, or in person with three Subway locations in Brenham.
Where teens thrive, lead, and belong. The Boys and Girls Club believes in your greatness.
For a sweet job on your residential and commercial plumbing needs, call Plum Level. Techs you can trust to be on the level.
Texas Farm Credit, supporting rural communities and agriculture with reliable, consistent credit and financial services today and tomorrow.
All right, for the Cubs, your new pitcher is Kylie Baker, coming on in relief to try to stop the bleeding here as Huntsville leads it 4-1. First pitch is down low for a ball. And this pitching change sponsored by Wellman Insurance. Wellman Insurance is insurance you can trust and rely on for your health, life, car, home, personal, or business. Give them a call at 836-3613 to get a quote that's on insurance that's been customized to fit you and your life. That's Wellman Insurance. And that one is popped up. Giving chase and running out of room is Allie Thiemann. And it's 1-1. And with the change in pitchers comes a host of other substitutions too there, TL.
Okay, now we have Harper Castile going from left field to first base. Allie Thiemann moves from short to second. Mackenzie Thiemann goes from third to short. Layden Davis goes to third. And Sandra Prieto goes to left field.
And that one, line drive foul up the third base side. It's 1-2.
Yeah. Trail of smoke behind that one.
Yeah. And I'm guessing probably Hager will probably take over the DP spot. One ball, two strikes on Hansen.
Oh, yeah.
Wow.
Wow.
Like a pretty good pitch. Two balls and two strikes. Umpire did not give it to her. And that one foul up the third base side. Count remains 2-2.
These Lady Hornets are swinging the bat today.
Yeah. They definitely came out ready to play. And that one, a fly ball out to center.
Gotta make that play.
And Jackson makes the catch for out number two. And now they'll bring up the right fielder, Cambry Kibbe.
Now batting for the Lady Hornets, number six, Cambry Kibbe.
So now a chance for Baker to get the Cubettes out of the inning without any more damage being done. And that is taken for a strike, 0-1. Swung on and missed, and it's 0-2.
Yes.
Strike three called, and that'll retire the side. But in the inning, Huntsville does come up with four runs on four hits. There were no errors and one left on. We got one inning in the books. Huntsville leading the Brenham Cubettes 4-1. Back after we hear 60 seconds from the sports friends.
McCoy's Lumber. From a simple faucet replacement to building a house from the ground up. Highway 290 East in Brenham.
Explore Hyundai of Brenham's new electric vehicles. Eco-friendly, cutting-edge, and ready for a test drive. Highway 290 West.
For mouth-watering barbecue and homemade sides, go where the locals go. LJ's Barbecue, West Main in Brenham.
Bluebell Aquatic Center on East Tom Green Street. For recreation, therapy, competition, and fun year-round.
Norman's Pharmacy. Independent and locally owned and operated. You'll find everything you need in one convenient stop.
Blake Sander with Apple Ford in Brenham. When you're shopping for a new car, just remember, don't wait. Go see Blake.
Guadalajara Mexican Restaurant on Prairie Lee Street. All-you-can-eat buffet and full menu items daily.
Take charge of your health with Brenham Fitness, Washington County's number one fitness solution with locations on South Market and Prairie Lee Street.
All right, as we come back here, and for the Cubettes, they trail it 4-1, top of the second inning. And it'll be Allie Thiemann, Sandra Prieto, and J.C. Hager to bat here against McKenna Parker. And Parker's first pitch up high for a ball. It's 1-0. Allie been swinging a hot bat lately.
Tell you what, no need to panic yet, Doug. It's still early. We're early in the ball game. We just need to relax.
And next pitch is a ball, 2-0. And that one taken for a strike.
Came with changeup.
Yeah, 2-1. Demon at sophomore. And this one high.
Get out of here. Get out of here.
Ball. And that one's just up against the fence. And a hold the count at 2-2. And down low for a ball, 3-2.
Worked the count to full, Doug.
Yep. And that
there
one,
we go.
Ball four. And that'll bring him Sandra Prieto. Cubettes now with one of their speedsters on the base pads. And right away, Thiemann goes and throw down. And she is in the,
hit her in the back.
And hit her in the back. And time called, they're going to go out there and check on her.
It's going to sting for a little while.
Oh, yeah. Jones.
I like the move by Coach Roberts. She continues to put the pressure on.
Yep. Yeah. That's one thing you said. She's always been very aggressive when it comes to base running. And Prieto, this one, ground ball, slow roller. Tiemann's going to be safe. Threw the ball away. And Tiemann's going to come in to score.
There we go.
Man, it hit the ground ball to third and then threw the ball to first. Got the out there, and then Tiemann was kind of leaning a little bit, so they threw the ball back. But when the first baseman threw the ball back, she overthrew the third baseman, allowing Tiemann to come in, and that cuts the lead in half now, 4-2. And J.C. Hager is now in the DP role. Fouls that one away, 0-1.
Tell you what, that's just what we want to do when we get runners in scoring position. Find a way to get them across the plate.
Yeah, that one taken for a ball. It's 1-1. And down low for a ball. It's 2-1.
Make them throw strikes.
And that one, high fly ball out to right. And over there and making the catch is Kibbe for out number two. And that'll bring up the catcher, Isabel Hyatt. And Hyatt been swinging a hot bat as well lately. And one up high for a ball, it's 1-0. And that one take it for a strike, one ball and one strike.
Look at here.
Back up the middle, base hit.
Continues with the hot bat.
That's going to scoot to the fence, and Hyatt's going to be in there with a stand-up double. And that'll bring goes back to the top of the Cubhead batting order with Mackenzie Tiemann. And Hyatt, good base runner, so they're leaving her in. And see if the teammate can get that run home. Takes the first pitch for a strike. And a pie for a ball, 1-1. Huntsville leading the Cubettes 4-2, but Cubettes trying to see if they can come back here and at least even this thing up. Bounce up there, ball gets away from the catcher, and Hyatt will move up to third base. And Tiemann says it's
gonna find it. Yes!
Air ball! That's in the corner. Hyatt scores. Tiemann is digging for three. And she's going to be in there with a stand-up triple.
I coaxed that one.
Sure did. And that's now a 4-3 game. And let's see if Jax can tie this one up if she can come through with a hit.
Again, we're going to be fine as long as we get these runners in scoring position and get them across the plate.
And pitch is taken for a strike. And the main thing, too, like you were talking about during the pregame, is that they stay relaxed and stay focused. And takes the next pitch for a ball. 1-1. Leighton Davis waiting on deck. That one way high ball. 2-1. Thought about a bunt. Kept the bat back, and it's now 3-1. And Jackson sends one over to third. High throw, but she pulled it down and gets the out. And in the inning, though, the Cubettes do come back with two runs on two hits. There was one error and one left on. We go to the bottom of the second inning. Cubettes lead it, or excuse me, Huntsville leads it 4-3. Back into here, 60 seconds from the Sports Friends.
Buck Williams with Apple Ford of Brenham. He'll treat you like his best customer, because that's what you are.
Specializing in pork products, J&J Packing Company, your wholesale meat distributor.
Dynamic Drains is the leading professional plumbing team in the Brazos Valley. Dynamic Drains plumbing and drain experts.
Buying or selling property? Turn to the professionals at Hody Real Estate. Go online to HodyRE.com.
Nancy Carroll Roberts Memorial Library, your link to the past and gateway to the future.
Find that dream car you've always wanted at Apple Ford in Brenham. Just ask for Johnny the Car Guy.
Any property you see, call EB, 979-830-3914. Call today with Cedar Frame.
Herman Electric LLC, serving the area with electrical wiring and repairs. Call Justin Herman today at 979-836-4179.
Evans Cabinet Door in Brenham has been crafting made-to-order custom cabinet doors since 1992.
Whitner Plumbing LLC in Brenham, specializing in residential and commercial plumbing. License RMPL 9220.
All aboard!
All right, as we come back here, Jordan Boulding to lead it off. She'll be followed by Chloe Klowinski and then Katie Thorpe. And first pitch from Kylie Baker is a ball, 1-0. Huntsville with a 4-3 lead here in the bottom of the second inning. And next pitch from Baker, that one in the hole at short.
Oh, what a stab!
McKenzie Thiemann throwing to first and gets the out.
Whoa!
That's a blue star there for McKenzie. And now Chloe Klowinski, the batter. By the way, speaking of which, don't forget we've also got Astros baseball coming your way tonight. Astros out west taking on the Seattle Mariners. That's an 8:40 first pitch. And we'll join that at the first pitch here on KWHI this evening. And pitch taken for a ball. It's 1-0. And down low again, and it's 2-0.
Oh, my goodness.
Wow. I look pretty good there. And 3-0 count. And that one in there for a strike, and it's 3-1. And that one, a little flare out into shallow left, backtracking McKenzie Thiemann. And she'll make the play there as well. And it's two down. And brings up Katie Thorpe.
Now batting for your Lady Hornets,
TV.
And Thorpe takes the first one for a ball. It's 1-0. Demon on in relief of Leighton Davis, who got the start. And pitch was taken for a strike, 1-1.
He's got a high strike zone, Doug.
Yeah.
Wow.
That one's going to be popped under.
Make that play.
And
make that
commits
play.
Over. Oh. Just couldn't quite run that one down.
She gave it a good try. Great effort.
One ball and two strikes. That's a hard area because you're trying to keep track of the ball and where the fence is at the same time.
No, that's such a great point, Doug. That is the unfortunate part about this. When you get a ball down that line such as that, the fielder's going full speed.
Yeah.
And then you got to think about easing up.
Yeah. So. And that one fouled over to the right side. Just passed.
And I'm sure that is that plastic-coated fencing, but it still doesn't matter.
No.
You hit it, you're going to feel it. Got her.
Whoa.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. And that is ball two.
This guy is horrible.
He's not endearing himself to the Brenham side of the stands. And that one, fly ball out to right. This time, Kimmich underneath. And she'll haul it in for out number three. And so in that inning, three up and three down. What a relief. Come to Brenham National Bank and get financial relief. They make banking fun. Member FDIC. And we move on to the third inning. It is Huntsville 4, Brenham 3. Back after we hear 60 seconds from the sports friends.
Apple Ford on Highway 290 in Brenham. Your spot for new or used Fords.
Shop where the builders shop. Woodson Lumber Company in Brenham, Bryan, Caldwell, and Lexington.
Schleider Furniture and Mattress Co. in Brenham. The home of Sealy Posturepedic beats big city gallery prices every day on Lazy Boy and more.
Faith Mission WIC, 100 South Chapel Street in Brenham. Empowering and educating families to make healthy choices for healthy families. Texas WIC.
Forever Young Resale Shop, 701 East Commerce. For gently used clothing, accessories, and home decor.
Experience truly exceptional service at Tegeler Toyota, 1515 Highway 290 West and at TeglerToyota.com.
Poppyscapes, commercial and residential landscaping, beautifying outdoor living spaces for 20 years. 289-0436.
Faith Mission, 40 years of service providing a hand up for the citizens of Washington County. Don's Appliance Services, fast, courteous service on your appliances. A local business serving local people.
I'm going to go to the top of the first, or top of the third inning, rather. And it is 4-3, Huntsville leading the Cubettes. First pitch to Leighton Davis is a ball. Parker with her next pitch. Up high, and it's ball two. And Davis takes down low for a ball. 3-0. And a pie, and that's ball four. Davis takes the walk, and that'll bring him Harper Castillo.
Number two,
Harper Castillo. So Castillo, she reached on the fielder's choice her first time up. Squares away the bunt, and bunts it down.
Oh, my goodness.
In front of the plate. What?
What is that? Oh, my gosh.
It's right in front of the plate. That's not a foul ball. I mean, she did that perfectly right in front of the plate. And
oh, my.
Somebody needs to get his, somebody back there needs to get his prescription of TSO rechecked.
And I love that one.
And pitches fouled away.
That is as good as it gets.
And that's an 0-2 count.
Why didn't Coach do something?
I'm surprised
that?
By that, too.
It was in front of the batter's box.
Yeah.
That is fair territory.
Yes.
Oh, my gosh.
And the 0-2, and this one, a ground ball back to the pitcher. And Parker will throw on the first for the out. On the play, Davis moves down to second base. Kylie Baker, the batter. Baker lined out to the first baseman, her first time up. And takes that one down low for a ball, 1-0. That is a strike called, 1-1. And swings and misses, 1-2. Allie Tiemann would be due up next. Cubs trying to get that run home and get this one tied up. And this one, fly ball out to right. And right fielder makes the catch, but not deep enough to get Davis to move. So she'll have to remain at second. Now it's up to Allie Tiemann to try to get that run in. Tiemann walked and then came around to score on an error first time up. And pops this one up, and that is in foul territory, and yeah, they held on to it.
That's right. That's second baseman.
That's second baseman that held on to it. So in the inning for the Cubs, no runs, no hits, no errors, one left on. And we go to the bottom of the third. And before we do that, it's time now for the Mattress Guys giveaway inning. And be the third caller right now to the KWHI studios at 979-836-9937. And you'll win a Maloof Z pillow from the Mattress Guys valued at $60. Just call in to 979-836-9937 and be the third caller. This cool and gel convolution pillow is infused with gel to create a cooler sleeping atmosphere. And you can get yours at the Mattress Guys. Owner Anthony Jasinski, a native of Brenham and a former Cub baseball player, invites you to stop in his store at 2668 Highway 36 South in the Blue Bonnet Shopping Center. Stop in and check out his Sealy and Tempur-Pedic mattress sets and a wide selection of pillows and sheets. Remember, one pillow per family per season. And if you want a pillow in the last 30 days, you're not eligible to participate. And on we go to the bottom of the third inning. And it'll be Chloe Sanders, Carly Little, and Sophia Ramirez. Yeah. Pitch is taken for a strike, 0-1. Next pitch, just missing a ball, and it's 1-1. And that little line drive.
What a catch!
Jax was charging that one, came in and got the out.
Doug, I was beginning to wonder if Alden had the jump on it, but she had the jump
yeah.
and made that catch.
And so now Carly Little, the batter. Little, her first time up, had a two-run double and later came around and scored a run. And fouls that one back.
That one would make Chris Berman's highlight.
Yeah. Real. And that one, another one of those where we're just kind of shaking our heads wondering where that one was.
The thing of it is, these girls are crowding the plate.
And that one in the hole, base hit. Brianto gets it back in early, a single for Little. And finishers off there.
Now batting for your league Hornets. Number 7, Sophia Ramirez.
And so Ramirez coming up here. She's singled and scored her first time up. And swung and a miss. Throw down. And runner safe. And Baker wants a different softball. Oh. And next pitch is a ball. One on one out here in the inning. And strike call, it's 1-2.
A really good pitch there. That was knee high, just inside that outside corner.
And that one down low for a ball, 2-2. Missed, got her on strikes, and that's two down. Second strikeout by Baker. Brings up the pitcher, McKenna Parker. Parker had a two-run single her first time up. And down low for a ball. Runner going. Throw down. And, oh.
Oh, no.
Umpire on the wrong side of the plate. And Coach Roberts going to go have a word with the base umpire.
I agree with that.
He was on the back side of the play, so he couldn't see what we saw. We had a perfect bird's eye view. And she was out. And we're going to have a review. Yeah, she's going to be safe. Coach Roberts giving him what for?
He deserves it.
Yeah. So 1-0, two outs. Runner third.
Now it's left up to Kylie to get the batter.
And the natives getting restless here as the pitch is a ball. I mean, anything roughly about knee high,
he will not call a knee high strike.
Yeah.
He's not going to do it.
I'll be damned, he finally did.
I guess so. It was right down the heart of the plate.
Yeah. And a strike call, it's 2-1.
Holy.
And 2 in a row. Wow, 2-2.
Maybe he heard us, huh?
Could be. And I would see Baker.
Left up to Kylie.
Get out of this inning.
You really got to call that pitch.
3-2. And that one over to short.
Oh, good play.
And teaming up with the throw down the first, and that will retire the side. So in the inning, you had no runs, one hit, no errors, and one left on. And we have played through three. Huntsville leads it 4-3 over the Cubettes. Back into here, 60 seconds from the Sports Friends.
Find new roads at TeglerChevrolet.com, where you'll see great deals on new and certified pre-owned Chevrolets.
Naylor Floors, LLC. Experience in wood floors since 1973. Visit them at 3962 Highway 36.
Allen Day Funeral Homes and Crematorium, when you deserve the best of funeral and cremation services.
Brenham Heritage Museum, telling the diverse stories of Brenham and Washington County.
Triangle Air and Heating, your independent train dealer on Hanley Street in Brenham. It's hard to stop a train.
Brenham Chrysler Jeep Dodge, paying you top dollar for your used vehicles. Visit them today at Highway 290 West in Brenham.
Treat the team to Bluebell, your hometown ice cream with a winning flavor for everyone. Pick up some today.
The Toy Box Child Development Center, 2203 South Austin Street. Everybody's somebody at the Toy Box.
Tieleman Construction and Stegett Tieleman Plumbing, your premier custom home builders in Washington County.
Find the right insurance rate for you and your loved ones with Washington County Insurance, where everyone is treated like family, friends, and neighbors. 979-251-7771.
And as we go here to the top of the fourth inning, Sandra Prieto to lead it off, and she takes a strike, even though that wasn't a strike in the top of the inning. Or in the bottom of the last inning.
Gosh. This guy is all over the place. He's all over the place.
And pitches up high for a ball. And we were just talking during the break with our buddy Nicholas Odell from the Banner Press. And he hadn't been able to figure out the strike zone yet either.
Man.
And pitches a strike call, 1-2 on Prieto. DiPrieto, J.C. Hager, and Isabel Hyatt in this inning.
I normally don't say anything, but when you are this inconsistent.
Yeah, that one fouled up the third base side.
Oh, my goodness. You know, I've been an umpire before, and I get it. I totally get it all. But when you're all over the place, you find a pattern and you stay with the pattern.
Yeah,
and call it that way both ways.
Because you talk to most coaches, the main thing they want out of each umpire is just consistency.
That's it. That's all we want.
And that one is into right center. Base hit there for Prieto.
Hey, good piece of hitting there by Sandra.
Now that brings up J.C. Hager.
Hey, that's good. We got the leadoff runner on. Last time he did the girls, JC had a couple of hits. So.
Mm-hmm. That was against Rudder earlier in the week. And
what a bunt.
Beautiful bunt. Throw to first. They get the out. Bunt on the play. Prieto moves down to second base.
Great bunt.
And now they'll bring up Isabel Hyatt. Hyatt had a double and scored a runner first time up. And pitches a strike 0-1. And this one back over to shortstop. Throw to first, they get Hyatt, throw back to third, and in there is Prieto. And it's a two down now, but now you got Prieto down third base with McKenzie Tiemann the batter. Tiemann had an RBI triple her last time up. And Tiemann going to call time. That one way high on ball.
Almost airmail that one.
Yep. And Tiemann fly ball out to left. And they will make the catch for out number three. So in the inning, no runs, one hit, no errors, one left on. And we are halfway through this one. We go to the bottom of the fourth. Huntsville leads it 4-3 back after we hear 60 seconds from the Sports Friends.
WC Tractor, serving Brenham and the Brazos Valley since 1939. Visit online at WCTractor.com.
J&A Roofing, experts in every aspect of roofing, from new construction to green, energy-efficient solutions.
For proven results, trust the experience and expertise of Realtor Boo Christensen at Hody Real Estate in downtown Brenham.
Brenham LP Gas, offering safe, reliable propane since 1945. Your comfort is their business. 836-2331.
Awards and more. Creating custom awards, trophies, plaques, and more for the Brazos Valley. Highway 36 South in Brenham.
For State Farm Good Neighbor Service, see John Breeden, your State Farm agent on South Day in Brenham.
Computer Helpers, Brenham's favorite choice for a new computer, sales, and repair. See the nerds at 2303 South Day.
Leroy Schrader Contractor, rocking your world since 1958. Call 836-6521.
All right, back we go here. We've reached the bottom of the fourth inning, and that means it's time for our Whataburger recap. And the Whataburger recap brought to you by Whataburger, 2801 Highway 36 South in Brenham. Juicy burgers, creamy malt milkshakes, french fries, and fancy ketchup. Adding big flavor to your hometown and online ordering available. Perfect all hours of the day. And Riley Hansen pops this one up, and Leighton Davis hauls it in for the easy out number one. And four. In your recap, Brennan Calbetz got on the board early. Alden Jacks had a walk in the first inning, brought home by Leighton Davis on an RBI double. And pitches up high for a ball. And then it would be the bottom of the first inning. Huntsville would put four runs on the board. Two-run double by Carly Little and a two-run single from McKenna Parker. Pitch swung on and missed, 1-1. Cubettes would come back with two runs in the top of the second inning. One scoring on an error, one scoring on an RBI triple by McKenzie Tiemann. And that's where we stand right now, 4-3. Huntsville leading Brenham, pitches high ball, and it's 2-1. And we reach the top of the hour. I want to let you know you're listening to KWHI 1280 AM and K269GU 101.7 FM in Brenham. And, of course, across the World Wide Web at KWHI.com.
Yes, there we go.
Cambry Kibbe down. That's out number two. And that'll bring up Jordan Bolling, the designated player.
Now batting for the Lady Hornets, number 15, Jordan Bolding.
Yeah. And that one is taken for a strike, 0-1. swung and missed, and Oduchi was way out in front of that one.
Tell you what, Kylie's in a groove right now, Doug.
Yep. And that one, hooking foul. She went opposite field on that one all the way down the left field line. Prieto gave chase, but it hooked foul. So no balls and two strikes. Two outs here in the inning. And down low for a ball. One and two. And that one's going to be popped up, and that's hitting foul. Count remains one and two. Aker trying to finish on Bolding, get out of this inning. Another foul ball. That one landing outside the fenced-in area. And next pitch from Baker. Bounces up there a ball. And it's 2-2.
Came a changeup and released it just a little bit too late.
And a pie ball three. And that one, another foul ball. Bolden trying to go to the left side, but keeps hitting it foul.
See the familiar sound on the other side?
Yeah. And ball four. And so we go back to the top of the order with Chloe Klowinski. Taking for a strike, it's 0-1.
Yeah, good pitch. Really good pitch there by Kylie. She never moved her mitt.
And that's a ball, 1-1.
Literally, did never moved her mitt.
And still could not get a strike call. One ball, one strike. That one looking foul down the left field line over into the bullpen area.
Now go get her, Kylie.
And that one back up middle, that's going to scoot through for a single. So Klowinski now 2-for-3. And that's going to bring up Katie Thorpe. Thorpe laid down a sacrifice bunt her first time up and then flied out to right field her last time up. Cubs just need one more out to get out of this inning and keep it a 4-3 game. You don't want to have Huntsville get some insurance here. And pitch taken for a strike. It's 0-1. And that one taken for a ball, 1-1.
No more comments out of me. I'm boggled.
Yeah, you're not alone. And that one over to short. And throw first, and there is out number three. Good play there by Thiemann. And so in the inning, no runs, one hit, no errors, two left on. And we have played through four. Huntsville leading the Brenham Cubettes 4-3. Back after we hear 60 seconds from the sports friends.
TNT Car Wash. Clean it yourself or use the touchless automatic car wash across from Mariachi's on Market Street.
Brenham Monument Company. Brenham's professional and compassionate monument company. Home of the exclusive 10-year monument guarantee.
Dr. Reagan Gaskant Mulder at Performance Health and Wellness, specializing in rehabilitation and sports medicine.
Alexander Oil on FM 389 in Brenham, serving retailers, commercial, and rural users with fuels and lubricants.
Modern Air Solutions, your local heating, cooling, and dehumidification experts. 451-5004.
Exceptional driver training. Building confident drivers, one student at a time.
Herman International, 514 West Alamo. Honest service, expert repairs on commercial trucks.
Visit AJ's General Repair in Chapel Hill for general automotive and trailer repairs, including starter and alternator services.
Dawn of Grace Behavioral Health offers convenient, accessible, and exceptional mental and behavioral health care, changing patients' lives for years to come.
Plants and Things, a small-town nursery big on happy customers. Highway 36 South, large enough to serve you, small enough to want to.
All right, as we come back here, Alden Jacks leads it off. Ground ball is short and up with it and firing on to first to Sanders for out number one. We're in the top of the fifth inning. Huntsville leading Brenham 4-3. Doug Brown and Tommy Lange with you from Huntsville High School. And the Lady Hornets softball field. Leighton Davis the batter. Davis has been on base both times, an RBI double, and drew a walk. And that is a strike, 0-1. And next pitch, and Davis sends this one high and deep. Back to the fence, and making the catch there is the center fielder. That is Sophia Ramirez for out number two. If we'd had any kind of wind blowing, she might have got that one out of here.
Right.
And that'll bring up Harper Castillo. And that one down low for a ball.
Key now is Cubettes just need to get base runners.
Exactly. Yeah, Steele swings and misses. 1-1. One taken high, and it's 2-1. Kylie Baker would be due up next. And this one to pop up. Shortstop calling for it. And she'll haul it in for out number three. So three up and three down inning for the Cubettes. No runs, no hits, no errors, nobody left on. And we go to the bottom of the fifth. It is still Huntsville 4-3. Back after we hear 60 seconds from the sports friends.
Brenham Collision Center, located at 810 West Main,
offering repairs, insurance assistance, and 24/7 towing services just for you.
Edward Jones, Andrea Holly, Financial Advisor. Edward Jones, making sense of investing, member SIPC. For quality health care in the comfort of your home, call Golden Years Home Care. 251-7705.
Lone Star Southern Grill in Brenham, serving great tasting steaks, chicken, seafood, and pasta dishes. Good food, good times. Lone Star Southern Grill.
BK Auto Repair, 2 miles east on 105, featuring computerized wheel alignment and balancing.
Miller Electric and Plumbing, servicing the Brenham area since 1952 with electrical and plumbing installations and repairs.
Neal Financial Group, the Money Makeover Team, Doug Neal, Tony Navarre, and Jimmy Key, 105 East Main Street.
If you need foundation repair, trust the experts at Keystone Foundation Repair. Quality at an affordable price. Call 281-758-7000 today for a free estimate.
Pizza Hut. They don't just make pizza, they make people happy. 1504 South Day Street in Brenham.
And we move on to the bottom of the fifth inning. And it is Chloe Sanders to lead it off, followed by Carly Little, and then Sophia Ramirez against Kylie Baker. Cubs trailing this one 4-3. First pitch is a ball, 1-0. And that one is going to be up against the fence in left field. Prieto over to retrieve it and bring it back in, but it's going to be a leadoff double for Sanders. And now I'm going to bring up Carly Little, the second baseman. Little is 2-for-2 with a double and a single. She's also driven in a couple of runs and scored a run.
I tell you, we're getting at that tough part of the lineup right now.
Yeah. And pitch from Baker. That one popped up. Hyatt diving for it and couldn't come up with it.
What an effort there by Isabel.
She gave it a heck of an effort. That thing just tailed away from her just a hair. And it's 0-1.
And she had the best shot of it.
Yeah. So. And little steps up here. That one popped up. I think that's going to hang up this time. And Castillo will grab it for out number one.
That's a big out right there.
And Sophia Ramirez, the batter. Ramirez, 1-for-2 with a single and run scored. It's taken for a ball. It's 1-0. One taken for a strike. 1-1. One ball, one strike, one out. And the pitch. Swung and a miss. Damn, it's 1-2.
Got her.
Swung and a miss. And that is two down now. And it'll be McKenna Parker, the pitcher, batting.
Now batting
for your Lady Hornets, number 28, McKenna Parker. And that one over the middle. That's going to scoot through for a hit. And then Davis bobbled the ball. And that's going to get the run home. Or not Davis, Jax.
Well,
and scoring at Sanders to make it 5-3.
Now batting for the Lady Hornets, number 9, Riley Hanser.
And we'll bring up Riley Hanson. So lead is once again 2. That one, a base hit, and that's going to scoot all the way to the fence. That puts runners at second and third.
Hey, good job there by Alden Jacks retrieving the ball, getting it back into the infield.
Yep. So Huntsville trying to add to their lead as Riley Hanson bats. Or actually, think I'm off one. And this is Cambry Gibby batting. And time is called. So that is Kimmy batting. 2 on, 2 out. And a pie for a ball is 1-0. Kimmy 0-2 and struck out twice. And now she's just going to step out. And that one. And it's 2-1.
Oh, yes. There you go.
Got her going around. And that is strike 2, 2-2. On strikes to retire the side. In the inning, though, they do get one run on 3 hits. There were no errors and 2 left on base. We go to the top of the 6th inning. It is Huntsville leading the Cubettes 5-3 back after we hear 60 seconds on the Sports Friends.
Brenham Ironworks for custom gates and running metal building panels, trim, and complete building packages. Brenham Ironworks, celebrating 20 years.
Uniques, 708 North Park in Brenham. They do more than frame pictures. They preserve memories.
Woodman Life for life insurance and financial security for your family. Call Amanda Coring and Russell Coring. Squeaky Clean Car Wash is locally owned and operated at Bluebell Road and Highway 105 in Brenham. Remember, if it don't squeak, it ain't squeaky clean.
DDM Custom Buildings. Let DDM design and fabricate your new barn dominium, workshop, barn, or storage building.
Teamworks Parts, Service, and Fabrication, where your truck and trailer's care and service are their top priority.
216 Happy Hollow Road.
Dominant Associates, your local Germania Insurance Agents at 310 South Bluebell Road. Protecting your auto, boat, home, business, and life.
And Schulte Farm Services, not just a feed store, full service farming and ranching supplies since 1992.
And the first pitch, when we come back here, is a ball 1-0 to Kylie Baker. And takes the next pitch for a strike, 1-1. All speed pitch in there for a ball. It's 2-1. And that one, high fly ball out to right and over, and making the grab is the right fielder, Gibby. That's out number one. And that'll bring up Allie Tiemann. And that one taken for a ball, 1-0. Next pitch taken for a ball, 2-0. And that one is strike, 2-1. Two balls, one strike, one out. Down low for a ball. 3-1 now.
You know, I'm not the coach, Doug, but I believe I'd be taking here.
Found. Nice play there by Coach Roberts. Three, two, full count. And that one. Ooh, it was right on the line there.
Wow. Too close.
Very close. Three balls, two strikes, one out pitch. And Tiemann sends this one a fly ball out to right. Right fielder hauls it in for out number two. And that will be up to Sandra Prieto to try to salvage something from this inning. Strike called, 0-1. And that one popped up. Right fielder hauls it in again. He's had all three chances this inning, and in the inning there were no runs, no hits, no errors, nobody left on base. And we go to the bottom of the sixth inning. And Huntsville still leading this one 5-3. Back after we hear 60 seconds from the Sports Friends.
Make every meal a fiesta with Manuel's Mexican Restaurant and Taqueria, located at 409 West Main in Brenham.
Citizen State Bank, where our hometown is your hometown, too. Local people, local decisions since 1925.
Herman Furniture and Emporium. There's always something new at the oldest furniture store in Texas. Follow them on Facebook and Instagram.
Coring Monument Company, serving Brenham since 1950 with superior monuments and cemetery work. CoringMonument.com.
Turn to the experts. Brenham Heating and Air Conditioning, your Carrier Factory authorized dealers celebrating 70 years of sales and service.
Brenham Animal Services, providing community pets with the care they need and the love they deserve.
Felder's Buy and Buy, for groceries, snacks, drinks, check cashing service, and Shell gas. 2111 South Market in Brenham.
Pro Auto Supply has been voted Brenham's best 7 years running. Come on down to Brenham Napa Auto Parts for all your needs.
For a great smile, see Dr. Michael Altman and Dr. Rob Knowles at Altman Dentistry on South Bluebell Road.
Wellman Insurance, service that only a local agency can provide. Comprehensive coverage and competitive pricing. Neighbors serving neighbors.
And bottom of the sixth inning. First pitch is a ball 1-0 to Jordan Boulding. It'll be Boulding followed by Klawinski and then Thorpe. Cubbets need to hold them here and then hope for the best in the top of this next inning. And that one, a ground ball to second. Alley teaming up with it, throws first, and gets the out. And that'll bring up Chloe Klawinski.
Now batting for your Lady Hornets, number two, Chloe Klawinski.
Klawinski 1-for-3 with a single, a double, and a run scored. Yeah, that one.
Ow.
Smart of the home plate umpire. Yeah, it's a timeless call. Give the umpire a little extra time to kind of shake it off.
I'm not being a smarty pants there, but Well, whatever batter, you keep your hands back.
Yeah. Up high for a ball. 2-0.
Been there and done it. I can assure you.
Up high, ball 2. No, it's actually ball 3. We missed one in there. So 3-0 count now on Klawinski.
You walk Klawinski. That's not the worst thing in the world.
And ball 4. Klawinski draws the walk and brings up Katie Thorpe.
Now batting for your senior number 11, Katie Thorpe.
Runner going, throw down, and she's in there safely. Next pitch popped up, and that's going to be foul out of play. That's on the grassy knoll behind the first base dugout.
That's an area like they kind of have at the Rangers ballpark. Only the Rangers is in center field. Yeah. But that'd be a good seat up there.
Yeah, I think so.
But evidently, that's not what it's designed for.
Yeah.
Well,
And that one sent out to right. That's going to be caught.
Oh, what a play. Good job by Alden.
So two down now and brings up Corley Sanders.
Now batting for the Lady Hornets, number 18, Chloe Sanders.
And that one down low for a ball. On looking, and here's the next delivery. Fouled away, and makes it 1-1. You're looking ahead to the top of the seventh inning for the Cubettes. They're going to have J.C. Hager, Isabel Lyon, and Mackenzie Thiemann batting.
Base runners.
Yep. And that one, fly ball out to center. Jack hauls it in for out number three. And so in the inning, no runs, no hits, no errors, nobody. Or excuse me, one left on. We go to the seventh inning. It's do or die for the Cubettes. And back at the Weir. 60 seconds from the Sports Friends.
For the highest quality home medical equipment and supplies, see Medicare Equipment Specialties, 1401 South Austin.
Grilled onions, jalapenos, crispy bacon. Adding big flavor to your hometown Whataburger. Online ordering available.
Baker's Ag Service, commercial and residential, for dozer work, excavation services, and demolition work.
The Barnhill House Toys and Books, an old-fashioned toy store filled from floor to ceiling with hard-to-find classic toys and books.
KT Auto Plus, general automotive and tractor repair, located at 1006 North Park in Brenham.
LaRoche Chevrolet Buick GMC, your family-owned and operated dealer, supporting the local community since 1962.
Have Nathan's Barbecue cater your next event. They're more than just barbecue, they're Nathan's. Call or follow them on Facebook.
Christy Schlodman, Farmers Insurance at 201 North Park, offering a wide range of auto, home, business, and life insurance.
Brenham Country Club, Highway 105, houses an 18-hole golf course, large swimming pool, and beautiful clubhouse.
Cruzy Village, full-service care retirement community for the next chapter in your life.
On we go to the top of the seventh inning, and first pitch is a strike call to J.C. Hager. It'll be Hager followed by Hyatt and then Mackenzie Thiemann, and Hager fouls that one off the screen, makes it 0-2. And that one, chopper over to short, throw to first.
No.
And got her.
Was it? I guess so.
Yeah, not by much, but I think they had her by maybe a half a step. And that'll bring up Isabel Hyatt. Hyatt 1-for-2 with a double and a run scored. And bounced up there, ball, it's 1-0.
Need a little seventh inning magic here.
Yep. And the pie for a ball. And fouls that one away. Two balls and a strike. And that one is down the line, hooky. Fair ball! And dig it for two, and it is going to be a double for Hyatt.
Second double for Isabel today.
And puts her in the scoring position now for Mackenzie Thiemann. Thiemann 1-for-3 with an RBI triple. Pitch.
There's another one.
Is also going to drop in. That's going to get by. And coming in to score is going to be, and they're going to weigh Thiemann. How much she's going to score? We're going to be tied inside the park. Home run, Mackenzie Thiemann.
I love it, Doug. I love
it. For some magic, TL. How's that help?
There it is. Seventh inning magic. I tell you what, the right fielder made a heck of an effort at it, but when it got by her with the speed that McKenzie had and it goes all the way to the wall, we had a shot and we got it.
Yeah, and still just one out with Alden Jacks, the batter.
Don't stop now.
Jacks 0-for-2, but she has walked and scored a run. Squares away to bunt. And
not going to get her.
Nobody was covering first, and Jacks beats out the hit.
Good call. Good call.
And now Leighton Davis, the batter, and that's going to bring a visit to the circle for Huntsville.
Did we not do the exact same thing in Brenham?
I don't know.
I think I'm close. Only then it went too long. But.
Yeah, so Davis coming up here. Davis.
I tell you what, we just need to swing through on the ball now.
Davis with an RBI double her first time up, and she's also walked and flied to center. Swing and a miss, runner going, throw down.
She's safe.
Stolen base for Jax.
Second stolen base today for Alden.
And that is a strike call. 0-2 now on Davis. And outside for a ball. 2-2. Harper Castillo waiting on deck. And this one, a high fly ball. Right fielder will catch it this time. Not deep enough for Jax to move. And it's a two down. And up to Castillo, trying to get that go-ahead run home. But the Cubs have come back and tied it up 5-5. Castillo 0-for-3, did reach in a fielder's choice her first time up. And swings and misses 0-1.
It's a good clean swing now.
And that one, slow roll, that's foul. No, it's... He ruled it fair.
Oh, my God.
That was foul. Oh, my God. And the umpire at home plate strikes again. And so it'll be 3 on assist to retire the side. But in the inning, Cubs do get 2 runs, 3 hits, no errors, and 1 runner left on base. And we move on to the bottom of the 7th inning. All tied 5-5. Back after we hear 60 seconds from the sports friends.
La Morello's Meat Market, 1501 South Market. Groceries, fresh cut meats, produce, and bakery items made fresh daily.
BVR Materials, they're more than just dirt haulers. They offer locally sourced materials and contractors for houses, barns, ponds, dozer work, and more.
Enjoy life off-road with new or pre-owned power sports vehicles from Rob's Fun Center in Brenham. Parts and service available.
The Brenham Church of Christ invites you to join them on Sundays at 10:30 and Wednesdays at 6:15. And remember, let your light shine.
Tradewinds Physical Therapy in Brenham offers affordable, customized treatment plans, flexible scheduling, and the latest in medical technology.
For clean, affordable toilets, call K&H Portable Toilets. Remember, the job's not finished until the paperwork is done.
Strands Associates, part of Brenham and Washington County's past, present, and future growth by helping their clients succeed through excellence in engineering.
Gather with Christ Lutheran Church on Wednesday evening or Sunday morning. Christ Lutheran, where everyone fits.
T3 in Brenham, complete source for trailer parts, rentals, and accessories. T3TNT.com.
Baskey's Jewelry, 210 East Main Street in downtown Brenham. Proudly serving customers for over 81 years.
All right, back we go. We're in the bottom of the seventh inning, all tied up at five apiece. Huntsville needs one run to win it. Cubettes need to hold them here and send it into extra innings. And that one is out. And that's going to be a foul ball. 0-2 on Carly Little. Little's 2-for-3 with a two-run double and a single.
Need a K now.
Yep. And it went taken for a ball. It's 1-2.
Go right back at her.
And that one popped up. Davis over, and that's out number one.
Big out. Big out.
And that'll bring up Sophia Ramirez now.
Now batting for your Lady Hornets, number 7,
Sophia Ramirez. Slam and miss, 0-1. Pie for a ball. Foul tip. And one ball and two strikes.
I'm the butterfly spectator now.
Ramirez single and scored a run first time up. Last two times she has struck out.
Scary thought, Doug. A lot of buzzards have been flying by.
Got her on strikes, two away. And McKenna Parker, the batter now.
Now batting for your Lady Hornets, number 28, McKenna Parker.
Parker is 2-for-3. He's got a pair of singles and has driven in three runs. And that is a strike call, 0-1. Sarcastic clap from the Brenham fans after he finally got one right.
Yes. Yay.
Foul away, and it's 0-2.
Tell you what, Doug, I guess we really didn't expect anything different today, did
nope.
we? Oh, you got to call that pitch.
And that one,
oh, my God.
Another one that just looked right on the money and no call.
Seriously, Isabel did not move the mitt at all.
And strike three call, and that will retire the side. So in the inning, no runs, no hits, no errors, nobody left on base. And three up and three down. Three up and three down. Let's go get some hits. You can be a hit, or you can get a hit when you get signature interest from Brenham National Bank, member FDIC. We go to the eighth inning, all tied up 5-5, back after we hear 60 seconds on the Sports Friends.
Collier Construction, blending traditional values with modern strategies since 1938.
Discover freshness at Brenham Quality Meat Market. Fresh meats, hand-cut, just for you. 509 South Market Street. The name says it all.
Say goodbye to blurry vision with some help from Dr. Brandon Guillory and Dr. Brittany Bruton at TSO, located in the Bluebonnet Shopping Center.
Ready to speak up for a child who needs you? Volunteer at CASA for Kids, 1500 South Day in Brenham.
Texas Farm Bureau Insurance, helping your friends and neighbors with auto, home, and life insurance.
Specializing in general steel, structural, and ornamental fabrication, Korth & Linke Welding. Visit KorthandLinkeWelding.com to learn more.
For all of your feed needs, visit Brenham Produce, your trusted little feed mill in downtown Brenham.
Represent your team with Spirit Wear from SSB Designs, 1403 South Day Street in Brenham.
Shop online with Mike Leonard, Brenham's favorite local dealership. AppleFord.com.
Select Furnishings, your locally owned furniture store, making your house a home for over 30 years.
And as we come back, Baker, it's a ground ball to third, throw on to first, and it's one away. We're starting the top of the eighth inning, and Allie Thiem in the batter now. We're all tied up at five apiece, and Thiemann takes the first pitch for a strike, 0-1. Thiemann walked her first time up and scored a run. Since then, she's gone 0-2. Up high ball, 1-1. Right now, Cubs just need some base runners here. And foul that one back. One ball and two strikes. And Parker wants a different softball.
And there you go.
Into right center for a base hit. And Thiemann aboard now.
There
and
we go.
Brings up Sandra Prieto. Great to 0-1 for three in the game. Swung and a miss. Thiemann going, and the throwdown is going to be safe as the throw gets away from the shortstop. And a stolen base for Thiemann. Now puts her in scoring position.
Second stolen base today for Allie.
And pitches outside for a ball, 1-1. And that one is a slow roller to second. And they get the play at first, but Prieto does move Thiemann over to third. Now it'll be up to J.C. Hager to get the run home.
Number
5-5 score. Pitch to Hager. He is taken for a ball, 1-0.
Just be patient, Jason. Be patient. Well, a pass ball would be good right now, wouldn't it, Doug?
All right. And down low for a ball, 2-0.
Man, the way the umpire lifted his head, I thought he was going to call that a strike.
Isabel Hyatt waiting on deck. And strike called. Yeah. 2-1.
Need one of those to slip out of her hands. It was close.
Down low for a ball. 3-1 now.
Okay, Doug, what would you do here? 3-1. I think you take.
Yeah. And that one back to the pitcher. Bobble the ball. Throw to first and got the out. And go to arguing the call.
She dropped the ball.
And Coach Roberts went an appeal. They're gonna. You got Coach Roberts and Coach Baker arguing. And once again, the umpires cost Brenham a run. And so we go to the bottom of the eighth inning.
These guys.
5-5 tie. Back into your 60 seconds on the Sports Friends.
Pooltex, in business since 1982. Pools, spas, chemicals, supply, and maintenance. 319 South Austin Street.
Visit the dentist's office that'll make you smile. Brenham Family Dental at 2001 South Market.
Plan ahead and let Skavisa Catering handle the rest. Stress-free parties and events start with a call to Skavisa.
Quick Lane Tire and Auto. No appointment necessary. Highway 290 West, next to Apple Ford.
Mr. Windshield. Here for all your auto glass needs, 2831 U.S. 290 West in Brenham.
For good food fast, no place hops like Sonic. Sonic Drive-In, South Day Street in Brenham.
For your water well shed needs, visit easywellshed.com for more details.
Coach's Insurance Agency. Get yourself coached up on the insurance you need. Call 979-353-2033 in Brenham.
Keep your pets happy and healthy. Low-cost spay, neuter, and vaccines at Animal Friends of Washington County. Online at afvet.org.
Both had the same song.
Back we go here to the bottom of the eighth inning, all tied up at 5 apiece. And Coach Roberts still not happy about that call on the in the last inning on the play at first. And that one down low for a ball. And now you just hope that call doesn't come back to bite us in the end.
Yeah.
Riley Hansen, the batter. Hansen, Kibbe, and Boulding batting for Huntsville, the 7, 8, and 9 hitters. Down low for a ball, and it's 2-0.
Okay, Kyle, you can't lose. You got to get to scale.
Down low, ball 3.
Mm-hmm.
next pitch. Tried to check his swing. Umpire says he didn't go around. And so she's going to get the trot on down to first. A four-pitch walk. And bring up Cambry Gibby.
This third walk given up by Kylie.
Yep, and Coach Roberts going to bring everybody in. And while Coach Baker goes out and talks to the outfielders, wants everybody on the same page here. Gibby, meanwhile, 0 for 3 with 3 strikeouts. So her coach is talking to her. Squares away to bunt, wild pitch, and the runner will take off for second. Hitter. That puts two on. Bowling the batter here. Squares away the bunt, pops it up, and a little indecision by between Baker and Hyatt, and it drops in for a hit. And so now the bases are loaded with nobody out, and you got the top of the order with Lewinsky batting. And hit her, and that's going to bring home the winning run.
What a way to do it.
And so your final score, Huntsville wins it 6-5 in 8 innings. And that is going to take us to our postgame show. And this broadcast of Brenham Cubette Softball made possible by the Brenham Sports Friends Association, the post-game show made possible by Conjura Tile, Performance Health and Wellness, Thielemann Construction, Mattress Guys, Gilmore Electric Express, Woodman Life, The Paint Warehouse, John Breeden with State Farm, Memorial Oaks Chapel, Walsh Construction, Texas Farm Credit, Whataburger and Brenham, Hody Real Estate, Joe Masters Clearing and Mulching, WC Tractor, Brazos Valley School Credit Union, Double D Glass Services, Wingstop, Coaches Insurance, TDM Pipe and Steel, and TNA Service. Back with the postgame after we hear these words from our sponsors.
Double D Glass Services steps up to the plate as Brenham's trusted residential glass service provider. When broken glass throws you a curveball, they're ready to knock it out of the park. From shower doors, mirrors, tabletops, and window screens to replacement windows and stock glass, Double D Glass Services covers every position. Check out their Facebook page to see impressive before and after plays from past projects. For estimates, call David Drain at 979-830-7938. Double D Glass Services proudly supports the Cub baseball and Cubette softball teams.
When contractors, suburban farmers, and do-it-yourselfers need metal products and tools, they all go to the same place, DDM Pipe and Steel. With locations in Brenham and Bastrop, DDM Pipe and Steel stocks everything you might need for your metal building project. From metal roofs to angle iron to pipe fences, tubing, and welding supplies, you'll find it all in person or online at ddmbuildings.com. DDM's experienced staff are happy to answer any questions you have and make sure you get the right part for your job. DDM Pipe and Steel. Personal attention for your next project.
In the heart of Texas, where the land speaks volumes, Trailmasters Clearing and Mulching is your go-to partner to transform your property. Locally owned and operated in Brenham, Trailmasters specializes in forestry mulching, ground clearing, and underbrushing services. With professional precision, they help you restore and maintain your natural landscapes efficiently. Trailmasters is your trusted partner for a cleaner and breathtaking property. Visit TrailmastersTexas.com and visit their Facebook page today. Trailmasters Clearing and Mulching wishes all the athletes a successful baseball and softball season.
Kenjura Tile Incorporated at 1004 North Park in Brenham is your floor specialist. Kenjura Tile has been owned and operated by the Kenjura family since 1967, and they're avid supporters of the students of Washington County. The owners and staff at Kenjura Tile wish good luck to the Brenham High School and Blinn baseball and softball teams, and thanks to all the coaches, parents, and the schools for all their hard work and contributions in making this experience possible for the young people of Washington County. Kenjura Tile says, go, play, win.
Hi, I'm Abby Frank. If you're looking for a local lender that's Texas grown and customer owned, look no further. The Texas Farm Credit Brenham office, located on Highway 290 East in Brenham, specializes in flexible financing for agriculture, agribusiness, real estate, and more. We also offer insurance for crops, pasture, and livestock. Serving Washington, Austin, Lee, Lavaca, and Waller counties, we're here to support your farm operations and rural home purchases. Let our Brenham lending experts find the perfect services for your needs. Visit us today.
All right, as we come back here to Huntsville, and your final score once again, the Lady Hornets win it over the Cubettes tonight, 6-5. Controversial fashion. Cubettes had their chances to come back and win it, and it's you feel like the most of the folks leaving here. You know things are going wrong in the game when the umpire is the focus of the story, and that's right. What we had here tonight.
And you say you don't blame it on the umpires, but there was too much inconsistency this evening.
Yeah.
There was never a consistent strike zone, and there were several questionable calls that you know, we just didn't take care of the business.
Yeah.
The big thing is, what the Cubettes didn't do, you know, we hit too many balls in the air, not giving us any opportunities to score. So, but, you know, a great effort by the Cubettes. They did come back. They could have laid down and died in the seventh, but they didn't, and they stretched it out one more inning.
They certainly did, and now they got to get ready for two really tough games next week with Anum Consolidated and Lake Creek both coming to town. And we know neither one of those games will be very easy. And you got Coach Roberts making her way over. And Coach, this was a tough one tonight. As far as the game went, because you felt proud on the way that we were able to battle back, but then I'm guessing the umpires won't be on your Christmas card list this year.
Yeah, I mean, it's tough because I don't ever like to put it on them. You know, I do feel like in the middle of the game we had people on and timely hitting just wasn't occurring, and then we started popping out a little bit more, you know, offensively. But I am walking away today thinking that the umpires took the ball game away from us. And from the zone, the zone was bad the whole time. I told them that I felt like it was one-sided and I wasn't happy. But at the same time, I told our kids there's things that we could do better, and I'm not going to blame it just on them. We had opportunities, you know, to score, and we didn't. But yeah, tough way to end it, you know. especially considering that we were still in the playoff hunt and now we're not. So, yeah, I'm pretty pissed, I guess, is what I should say.
They got out to the early runs, and y'all were in the hole a little bit early, but y'all were able to battle back, and then McKenzie with the inside the park home run, and that really was a big spark plug for y'all. A lot of fun right there.
Yeah. You know, the top of the seventh, it's hard when you're down by two runs. So to come up right there, then back to back, and, you know, that was pretty sweet.
Yeah, and now you got two more games at home next week. And also a couple of special nights. You've got, I think it's Youth Night Tuesday night with Consol.
Yes, yes.
And then Seniors Night with Lake Creek.
Yeah, we're starting Tuesday at 5:30. So any of the Little League, or if they wear a jersey, they get into the ballpark for free, get a free hot dog, and they can come out with us, do the national anthem, run the bases after the game. We'd like to see as many, you know, young Cubs and Cubettes, actually, that can come out and support.
All right, Coach, thank you for your time, and have a safe trip home.
Thank you.
All right, and back with more of the postgame as we hear these words from our sponsors.
Wayne and Clarence of Memorial Oaks Chapel are proud to support the Brenham Cubs and Cubettes baseball and softball teams this season. We're cheering on the Cubs and Cubettes into another successful season leading into the playoffs. We wish them a swift and safe victory this spring. Memorial Oaks Chapel is grateful to serve the families of Washington County, one family at a time. Memorial Oaks Chapel, we make it personal.
Do you have a number one on your list when it comes to quality new home construction and remodeling? Tieleman Construction has been serving the community for 70 years. With such a strong history of lasting quality, make Tieleman Construction your first choice for any of your residential needs. Tieleman Construction is proud to sponsor the local area athletes and are cheering for the Cubs and Cubettes during the baseball-softball season.
So, how's the new job?
Love it. But it's not just a job, it's a career.
Life insurance? Love?
I told you Woodman Life is really active in the community, right? They support all kinds of community improvement projects. How's your job, by the way?
Don't ask.
In Brenham, your Woodman Life agents are Amanda and Russell Coring. Contact them for financial security for your family at 251-6203.
Woodman of the World Life Insurance Society of Omaha, Nebraska. Woodman Life, standing strong for generations.
It's springtime and new colors are in bloom. Benjamin Moore Paint Colors. They include colors like dark lilac, leisure green, bumblebee yellow, and more than 3,000 others to choose from. Spring is a great season to paint, and it's the perfect time to find your new favorite paint color for your home. The Paint Warehouse in Brenham, 1802 South Market Street. Follow them on Facebook at Paint Warehouse or visit their website, thepaintw.com.
Are you searching for a healthier lifestyle? Living with everyday stress? Are you an injured athlete? A weekend warrior, or something in between? At Performance Health and Wellness, Dr. Reagan and her staff are ready to get you feeling your best with chiropractic care for all walks of life, aesthetic services for all skin types, and counseling services for ages 6 to 17. Make an appointment today at Performance Health and Wellness by calling 979-451-9111 or by visiting the new office at 301 East Academy Street in Brenham.
Back we go, and time to take a look at the final stats for tonight. And for the Cubettes, McKenzie Tiemann was 2-for-4 with an RBI triple and a 2-run inside the park home run. Alden Jacks, 1-for-3 with a single, a walk, and a run scored. Leighton Davis, 1-for-3 with an RBI double and a walk. And then you had Allie Tiemann, 1-for-3 and a single, a walk, and scored a run. Sandra Prieto, 1-for-4 with a single. And then Isabel Hyatt with 2 doubles and 2 runs scored. And that is a look at your final stats. And when we come back, Tommy and I will name the John Breeden star of the game after we hear from our sponsors.
And it's a home run! Make a home run with Coaches Insurance Agency. With over 50 companies to choose from and in the business for over 20 years, they have every plan to fit your needs. From auto, home, life, health, business, trucks, and anything insurance related. Remember, you don't need to be a coach to get in the game. Call them today for their affordable prices at 979-353-2033. Coaches Insurance Agency in Brenham. Get yourself coached up. Game over.
Take command of productivity with a New Holland T5 Series tractor available at WC Tractor in Brenham and Sealy. With four easy-to-use transmissions, fuel-efficient engines, and a choice of comfortable ergonomic cabs, it's easy to find the model. There's 10 to select from. That's right for you. These are heavy-duty but nimble utility tractors with four-wheel drive and big power to help you do a wide range of jobs. From loader work to speedy transport, see a T5 tractor today at WC Tractor in Brenham and Sealy and take command. WC Tractor, now with six convenient locations to serve you. Find them at WCTractor.com.
Howdy, Patrick Kenning here with your Gilmore Electric Express light bulb moment. When's the last time you checked your smoke and carbon monoxide detectors? These small devices are lifesavers, but did you know they have a lifespan? They require regular battery checks and should be completely replaced every 8 to 10 years. At Gilmore Electric Express, we can test, replace, or install detectors in code-compliant locations to make sure your home is protected. For your electrical needs, don't settle for less. Call Gilmore Electric Express at 979-77-LIGHT.
Are you looking for a new home or wanting to sell your ranch? Hody Real Estate has been active in all aspects of real estate since 1978. They're family-owned and operated in the heart of downtown Brenham with everything from residential and country homes, farms and ranches, unimproved lots, acreage, and commercial property. Visit online at HodyRE.com to see their listings or call 836-8532 and receive the professional real estate, marketing, and representation you deserve. Hody Real Estate, roots for the home team this baseball-softball season.
Flavor takes center stage at Wingstop, where every wing is cooked to order and tossed in bold, crave-worthy sauces. From classic lemon pepper and hickory smoked barbecue to their famous original hot, there's a flavor for every appetite. Add seasoned fries, crispy tenders, and a refreshing drink to complete the meal. Whether it's lunch with coworkers, dinner with family, or game night with friends, Wingstop delivers big taste every time. Stop in at 2642 TX36 in Brenham or order online at wingstop.com.
All right, and we're back here. Time now to name our John Breeden star of the game. And Tommy, who have we selected tonight?
I'll tell you what, we had a couple of ladies that really had an outstanding ball game this evening. But there was one lady that stood out one step farther, and she's the lady that came up there in the seventh inning that put us into extra innings, and that's Mackenzie Tiemann. Came up with that. She had a triple and an RBI earlier in the ball game, but came up in that seventh inning with a runner on base, and it went all the way to the wall, and Coach Roberts sent her all the way in, and, you know, we tie the ball game, and we go into extra innings. But not only that, another outstanding game at shortstop also. Just a great game. Mackenzie Tiemann, our John Breeden star of the game.
Star of the game, sponsored by John Breeden State Farm Insurance. See State Farm Maiden John Breeden, 2006 South A Street in Brenham for State Farm Good Neighbor Service. Insure you can trust. Back with a final wrap-up after we hear one more time from our sponsors.
As a young adult preparing for life, you may have questions about how to finance your new goals and dreams. Brazos Valley Schools Credit Union is dedicated to helping you make smart choices about money. Their checking accounts give you easy access to your cash. And if it's time for new wheels, their loan officers can help with that too. You don't have to be an educator to be a member. For more details, visit bvscu.org. BVSCU is federally insured by NCUA and all loans subject to credit approval.
A custom home should reflect everything you want and need. Built with unmatched quality and expert craftsmanship. That's why more homeowners choose Waltrip Construction, the number one custom home builder in Southeast Texas. With over 40 years of experience, Presley Walchick brings dream homes to life with skill and care. View completed projects at WalchickConstruction.com or call 979-732-7018. Trust Waltrip Construction with your building projects. Waltrip Construction would like to wish the Brenham Cubs and Cubettes a successful baseball and softball season.
The Whataburger Bacon Steakhouse Double is back. With creamy steak sauce, crispy fried onions, aged cheddar, and crunchy bacon, this is a special occasion burger. But what is a special occasion? A day at the park? That's special. Your Friday meeting getting canceled? Special. Uninterrupted alone time spent with your innermost thoughts swirling through your consciousness? Sure, why not? Any occasion can be a special occasion with the Bacon Steakhouse Double, available only at Whataburger for a limited time. Download the app.
If you have unwanted guests in your home, T&A Pest Control can help. T&A Pest Control Services is locally owned and operated in Brenham. They provide you with their brand name products and give you the best quality service they have to offer. Give them a call today for a free quote and let them help you get on your way to a pest management plan that works for you. At T&A Services, their number is 979-203-7632 or for Espanol, 979-661-2524.
State Farm can insure your car, your home, your possessions, but infinitely more precious and important, State Farm can insure your family's future. State Farm agent John Breeden can set up the right life insurance policy to protect your family's interest if the need arises. Life insurance from State Farm is tailored to fit your individual needs. So visit State Farm agent John Breeden at 2006 South Day in Brenham for State Farm Good Neighbor Service. State Farm Insurance. It's life insurance made for you.
All right, back we go one more time here to Huntsville and Lady Hornet softball field. Doug Brown and Tommy Lang with you. And a rough night, and what a way to end the Cubs playoff run on a stretch where the umpires played a factor. And you hate to say that, but tonight it happens to be true.
I'm one of those. I've been around this game for too long, probably, but tonight was a night where the two guys that control the ball game did not do a very good job. So
yeah,
and it's tough enough to play and beat 9, but when you got to try to beat 11 and you got 9, it makes it a little difficult. But I give the Cubettes all the credit in the world. Yeah. They battled there.
Never quit, kept fighting the whole night.
Yes.
And just wasn't meant to be this evening. Well, that's going to do it for us. Once again, your final score, Huntsville wins it 6-5 in 8 innings. And I want to thank Sandy for a great job on the boards back at the studio. Big thank you to you, the folks at home, for tuning in. And, of course, thank you to our sponsors who make the broadcast possible. For all of us here at KWHI Sports, Doug and Tommy saying good night, everybody.
Play ball!
By Kinsura Tiles, Performance Health and Wellness, Dillman Construction, Actress by Gilmore Electric Express, Woodman Life, The Paint Warehouse, John Breeden with State Farm, Memorial Oaks Chapel, Walchick Construction, Texas Farm Credit, Whataburger and Brenham, Cody Real Estate, Trail Masters, Clearing and Mulching, WC Tractor, Brazos Valley School Credit Union, Double B Glass Services, Wingstop, Coaches Insurance, DDM Pipe and Steel, and TNA Services. This has been a presentation of KWHI Sports.